Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Francis Xavier, who traveled to the Orient as a Jesuit. He lived a short life, only 46 years. But out of obedience, he went to the Orient, obedience to St. Ignatius. He was one of the first seven group of men that started the Jesuit order with St. Ignatius. And so he went to the Orient, traveled by boat down to the southern part of Africa, up the African coast, and then to India, and spent time in Goa and other places in India, and then went to Malacca in Malaysia, and then over to Japan, and then wanted to go into China. And he had a Chinese convert that was going to travel with him, but end up leaving him, so he was going to go to China all by himself. Even though China was closed off to foreigners, he was going to sneak in there and spread the faith in China. But he did great work in spreading the faith in India and in Japan, going to different places in Japan and baptizing countless people. He was on one occasion baptizing so many people that his arm was tired. He couldn't even lift his arm. And is named as the patron of the foreign missions because of his indefatigable zeal in spreading the faith. He wanted to go through Paris, and that famous saying, he wanted to go through Paris shouting at the top of his lungs, telling those who were more learned than charitable to go and seek the heathens and try to save them, because all they need is someone to preach the faith to them, and then they will be good Christians. And so you have this great example of this zeal that he had and this hard work in spreading the faith. And it's a lesson to us that we should all be zealous, we should all be hardworking, and fight against that tendency of sloth, spiritual sloth, or sloth and being lazy, not wanting to do work. Being caught up in those things that can cause us to be so slothful, like television, like the computer, like being too relaxed, too comfortable in this world. And we need things that will motivate us to work hard. Married life, certainly married life, and having an abundant family can certainly keep us from being lazy. But today we won't. So many families, so many parents don't even want to have more than one or two children, and then they can get caught up in sloth and laziness and living for themselves. This is the problem. So many of us live for ourselves instead of for God, instead of for the salvation of souls. We're not here to live for ourselves. We're here to deny ourselves and to serve our Lord, and to serve our brothers and sisters, to be servants, to be hardworking servants, and to find ways to be hardworking, diligent, and zealous in the service of God through marriage, through family life, through abundant family, or through a religion. Religious life is another great way of accomplishing so much for God, for living a life, a masterpiece for God, making of our life a masterpiece for God in our vocation to family life or to religious life or to hardworking service in whatever other way God will call us. But in religious life too, where, you know, as we see in St. Francis, it was obedience that sent him to the Orient, and to do that, to exhaust himself for the pagan, for the infidels. And religious life and obedience can cause us to do so much more than we would otherwise. And throughout all this work and this hard labor that we should be ready to engage in, we should never forget prayer which drives us to work hard for our Lord, which motivates us by charity which drives us on to do for others, to do our duty first. We need to recognize our duty and to do it well and to do all of it But then to go beyond our duty, charity and love for God makes us want to do more, more and more for the love of God, and we will do much more than we even think we can with that love of God that He will plant in our hearts and give us the grace to do much for God. So let us strive to be that masterpiece for God, for Our Lady, asking Our Lady to inspire us and be with us, to guide us, and to actually carry out that work of zeal for the glory of God and good of souls.
Christus.